This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hi, friend. Welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. In today's episode, I'm doing things a little different. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I wanted to be quick in and out and give you three creative lessons I've learned this past year. I love celebrating birthdays. Another year, which means I'm still here. I'm still able to do the things I love to do and strive for more. It's also a time of reflection. The other day, a few days before my birthday, I woke up and did the thing I always say I won't do. I checked my phone. Notifications, text messages, emails, a few early birthday messages, and those birthday freebies and discounts from my favorite stores. But it got me thinking about my actual birthday, which led me scrolling through my own mental highlight reel. Things I've done, projects I've launched, things I thought would mean something. And you know what? It hit me and I thought, okay, so I did some cool things. So what? Don't get me wrong, I'm proud of the work. But none of that felt as important today as this one question. Am I okay with who I am underneath all of it? Today's quote is from Maya Angelou, one of my absolute favorite writers. She once said, quote, "Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it," end quote. I love Maya Angelou's writing, not just because of her genius with words, but because of the wisdom beneath every one of them. And today, the day before my birthday, it hits even deeper, because here's what I've realized. We're taught that success is something you build outside of yourself. A list of achievements, you know, a highlight reel, an inbox full of praise. And I've had moments of that. I've done some fun things, hit some goals, helped people. But this quote reminds me that real success is inward, right? It's not just what you've built. It's whether you like yourself while you're building it. Whether you feel proud of how you do the work, not just the work itself. And that's what this birthday episode is really about. Because even if all the checkboxes are marked, if I don't like who I am, if I'm disconnected from what I do, if I'm constantly doubting how I'm doing it, that's not true success. So today, I'm not chasing more milestones. I'm getting an alignment, a kind of self-trust that can't be posted or praised, but the kind you feel in your body when you wake up in the morning, yeah? That's the gift I want to give myself and maybe offer it to you as well. Let's dive in a little deeper with three additional creative lessons I've learned this past year, but really quick, what's in my cup? Iced coffee, y'all. What else? But today it's being refilled times like three or four. Did we all have iced coffee this morning? There's just something about the smell of coffee brewing that immediately puts me in a peaceful zone. All right, I hope your cup is full. Cheers, let's get into it. I first want to talk about your creative rhythm. What I've learned is I'm much more magnetic and useful when I create within the rhythm of the week, the season, or the energy I'm actually in. You got to check in with your creative rhythm. You don't have to block off hours or days to create something. You just have to find the best way you create. Whether it's sitting outside or in your favorite chair in your office. If it's a big project, maybe you get into a nice rhythm when you're in the next town over, away from all the noise of your life in the city. Whatever it may be, make sure it honors the natural energy shifts throughout the week and the space to think and feel. Check your energy levels and find the creative rhythm that works best for you. Number two, let the project evolve. Let the plan change if it has to. Okay, so I've learned that when I let the project evolve and not try to keep it in this box I made for it, it becomes far more aligned and exciting than the version I might have outlined months ago. Creativity is iterative. You don't owe the first version your loyalty. Sometimes the project ends up not being what you thought it would be when you started it, and that's okay. Because most times than not, it evolves into something even better. Number three, your nervous system is part of your creative process. I've learned that regulation is not a break from the work. It's part of the work. You have to listen to your body. What is it telling you? If you're exhausted, take a break. If your energy is low, pause what you're doing and focus on something else for a bit. There was a time I hit a wall, you know, headaches. staying up late and not getting much sleep. So I stepped back, got offline, and was just being, breathing, relaxing, listening to my body. And I actually returned to the work with more ideas in 48 hours than I'd had in like 2 or 3 weeks. Listen to your body and rest if you need it. And bonus, accept the help. The real cost of doing everything alone, your bandwidth for your best work. I know by getting help or outsourcing, I gained back hours and some peace. Y'all, I gained a little more peace. And that peace turned into even more creative output. Not that I forced it. It just happened that way. It's okay to get some help when it's needed or take some things off your plate. On my birthdays, and maybe you do the same thing, I look back. I look back at the things I've built, the goals I've accomplished, you know, even some of the praise people might have given me, all that hoopla, right? And here's the honest truth I'm sitting with today. When I look closer, none of it matters if I don't like who I am when the noise fades. If I'm chasing things that look shiny but don't feel true to who I am in my life and what I believe, all the accolades in the world can't fix what feels fractured inside. So this year, I'm not measuring success by the finished projects or the outward praise. I'm measuring it by something quieter but more powerful. Did I show up as myself? Did I create with clarity and courage? Did I honor my peace, not just my productivity? And hey, here's a bonus quote, because why not? From Mary Oliver. She says, quote, "Instructions for living a life. Pay attention, be astonished, tell about it," end quote. So today or tomorrow, I'm not making a birthday wish. I'm making a birthday reminder to see the wonder, to be inspired by the magic around me. And I'm also reminding you, you're allowed to want more, but don't lose you chasing it. And you're allowed to pause right here today and say, actually, I want to build a life that feels good on the inside, not just one that looks good to everyone else. Let me just say, that's the real creative work and your creative challenge to implement daily, if you can. So join me in this new season where we don't just make things, we make peace with who we're becoming. All right, y'all, I'm off to do something joyful, hopefully, hang out with my family and be present. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. It's episode 8, we're just getting started. I'm so grateful you're here, and I hope today you feel a little more okay being exactly who you are. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joys in the journey, and we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official, and also our show's podcast at Originate Now Podcast, and let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.